From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Israeli settlers wasted no time resuming construction of new building in the West Bank after a partial moratorium expired at midnight, ignoring U.S. pleas to extend the freeze and endangering Middle East peace talks. Minutes after the moratorium expired, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to continue expedited talks with hopes of achieving a peace deal within 1 year. Abbas has threatened to leave the talks if construction began again. A senior Iranian official says a computer worm has infected the PCs of staff at the Bushehr nuclear plant. The BBC's John Line reports officials suspect the power plant was specifically targeted.
The Stuxnet computer virus is particularly powerful, and Iran seems to be the intended target. The sophisticated design and the targeting of Iran has led some computer experts to suspect it could be part of a Western plot to sabotage the Iranian nuclear program. Now a senior official at the Bushehr nuclear reactor has confirmed that some personal computers of the staff there had been infected. But he insisted that the virus had not got into the plant's main control system. Nevertheless, many in the computer industry suspect this virus marks a major new development in so-called cyber warfare.
The BBC's John Line reporting. Hyundai is recalling nearly 140,000 vehicles because of potential steering problems. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET has details on the recall.
The recall affects Hyundai Sonata sedans from the 2011 model year. The vehicles were built between December 2009 and this month. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the universal joint connections in the steering column may have been insufficiently tightened or assembled improperly. The issue could allow the steering wheel to separate from its column, which could cause a loss of vehicle control. Dealers will inspect the steering column connections and make any necessary repairs at no cost to consumers. NHTSA says the automaker will also update the power steering software. Affected owners will be notified by mail beginning next month. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
House Republican leader John Boehner made the rounds on the TV talk shows today to say Congress should vote now to extend Bush-era tax cuts rather than take up the matter after the November elections.
And if we leave here this week and adjourn for the election without preventing these tax increases on the American people, it will be the most irresponsible thing that I have seen since I've been in Washington, D.C., and I've been here a while.
Boehner says Americans should be able to know what the tax rates are going to be by year's end. He says adjourning without a decision on taxes makes people think lawmakers care more about elections than jobs. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said last week that the House would vote this year on extending middle-class tax cuts, but hedged on a specific timetable. From Washington, this is NPR News. In Afghanistan, four aid workers have been kidnapped and two NATO troops were killed in a bomb attack in the volatile southern region. The troops' nationalities were not provided. The aid workers, a British woman and three Afghan colleagues, were ambushed while traveling in two vehicles in Kunar province in the country's northeast. They worked for D.C.-based Development Alternatives Incorporated. That's a global consulting firm that has contracts with the U.S. Agency for International Development in Afghanistan. The streets of New York City today were lined with Muslims taking part in the 25th annual Muslim World Day Parade. As Arun Venugopal of member station WYNC reports, the parade comes amid high tensions over a proposed Islamic center and mosque a few blocks from Ground Zero.
There are hundreds of thousands of Muslims who live in New York City, but the number of people who actually turn up to watch the Muslim World Day Parade isn't very high, maybe in the hundreds or about the same as the number of marchers. Some attendees say that's because the parade isn't particularly exciting, but others say the political climate keeps some Muslims at home. Rabina Niaz runs Turning Point for Women and Families, an organization that counsels domestic violence victims as well as teenage girls.
And one young girl who's 17, she said, "I'm not going to come." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because I'm scared that some non-Muslims will come and attack us."
As it turns out, there were no protests, but opposition to Muslim institutions remains high. The Department of Justice released a report last week noting a nationwide spike in the resistance to mosques and Islamic centers. For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal in New York.
Asian stocks opened higher as investors grow increasingly confident of a global recovery and on Wall Street's gains last week. Japan's Nikkei average climbed 1%. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.